fiddle playing there from a young lady, Eileen Ivers. Wasn't she marvellous there? And that was a piece called Crossing the Bridge. Here is a very popular song among Irish people. Now, it's not a song that everybody sings along to, but I know a lot of artists like to include this song in their act, whether they're doing a ballad session or doing a concert or what have you, but they always like to sing this song. And it depicts Ireland, a lovely picture of Ireland. The song is entitled Song for Ireland, and that's exactly what it is. It paints a lovely musical picture. It's sung for us here by, well, the lady who is really associated with the song, Mary Black.
Walking all the day near talk. They fly, they know.
Mary Black and A Song for Ireland. And speaking of songs for Ireland, whenever a group of people get together, particularly Irish people, people often ask them to sing this Irish song. Well, to be truthful, as I've told you this before, it is not an Irish song. It was written by, I think, a German way back in 1870-something for his wife. And she wasn't Irish, but we Irish have adopted it and we put it to our own way of looking at Ireland from abroad. Jerry Vale was a very popular singer in the 50s, early 60s. Now, he's not Irish, but here he's singing a song that everybody in the world, except we Irish, think is an Irish song. It's not. Jerry Vale is taking Kathleen home, as we so often say.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been. Since first you were my bonny bride, the roses all have left your cheek. I've watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, I will take you back, Kathleen, where your heart will know no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I'll take you to
listening to that, I just wondered how many times has that song been recorded? That was one of those old Irish American songs that I love so much. And we'll hear another one of those before the end of the programme. That was Jerry Vale and his interpretation of I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen. Now it's our Daniel slot. And of course, Daniel is wearing his Christmas hat and he's remembering an old Christmas card.
It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
There's There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card. You know, I don't know why I get to feeling sentimental about this time every year, but every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye. I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental around this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card. Just the memory of an old Christmas card.
I may have said it on the program before, I'm sure I've said it more than once, that Daniel O'Donnell, to me, is the biggest icon of Irish music, or shall we say show business, that's come up in the last 30 years, certainly, because wherever Daniel appears, you can guarantee the venue will be packed. A memory of an old Christmas card. Now, this one you have to concentrate a bit on, because on last week's programme I played Dolores Keane and her brother Sean singing the story of the Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears. Here's young Mr. Keane on his own, and he's telling the story of a Connemara man. Now, Connemara, Cunamara, which is the harbour of the sea, a little bit of Irish for you there, is situated on the west coast of Ireland. It is so beautiful. It has everything that scenery could have. Mountains, lakes, rivers, streams, bog. It has an air all its own, this district of Connemara. And the people from Connemara are lovely, warm, generous people. Most of them, well, used to speak a long time ago. They used to speak only the Irish language, which, by the way, is a type of Gaelic language. People talk about Gaelic as Irish, but yes, but Irish is only part of the family of Gaelic languages. There's Welsh, and there's Breton, and there's Scots Gaelic. So here, the Connemara people are, well, they're a lovely, quiet people. And here, if you listen to the lyrics, Sean Keane is telling us all about the Connemara man.
Spends spent his youth among the stones. The ocean tumbled in his bones. His heart was tempered by his throne. The man from Connemara. He always stood out from the crowd. This noble horse, both strong and proud. He liked to speak his thoughts out loud. The man from Connemara. When he was young, he took a mind to leave his native home behind. Meet any challenge he would find. The man from Connemara. He made his way across the sea and started his own family. He never lost his dignity. The man from Connemara. He spent among the stones, the ocean tumbled in his bones. His heart was tempered by his throne, the man from Connemara. He carved his place in foreign lands and forged a new life with his hands. And by his word he'd always stand. The man from Connemara. His life was written in his songs. His melodies were old and strong. They teach you how to linger long. The man from Connemara. He spent his youth among the stones. Ocean tumbled in his bones. His heart was tempered by its throne. The man from Connemara.
Wasn't that haunting? He has a lovely sort of plaintive way of singing. Sean Keane there, and the man from Connemara. Earlier on the programme, we had Anne-Marie O'Riordan telling us all about Ireland years ago, remembering her childhood village. You remember, of course you do. That story I tell you is true. Remember the track? Well, we're continuing on that vein because Judy Brazil. And I'm afraid I don't know an awful lot about that young lady, but this track was sent to me during the week, and she's remembering Christmas time in Ireland all those years ago. Here's Judy.
My dear old mother, tell of bygone days. and the widgeons, they fly low. Christmas time in Ireland, in the days when I was young, when we gathered around the fire and the old songs they were sung, to hear my dear old mother tell of bygone days of yore, and the way that she spent Christmas.
When I played this next track some months ago, a couple of months ago, it aroused a great deal of interest from listeners. Now, they all know my feeling on the song Danny Boy. I would prefer it played as an instrumental. And as I said, was it on last week's programme? That comes rich coming from me as someone who has actually recorded Danny Boy as a vocal. But no, this is another wonderful version of the song Danny Boy. And it's sung for us by Hayley Westenra. Now, Hayley comes from New Zealand, but now lives in the UK, I think, and has made a big name for herself singing classical and light classical music, as well as some music from shows. But here she's giving us, she has this gorgeous, clear voice, and she's giving us her version of Danny Boy. And I'll dedicate this to everyone of my listeners to Sounds Irish who is far away from home at Christmas time.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. 'Tis you must go and I must bide. But come on, I
Simply beautiful. She has a voice like a bell, has she not? Hayley Westenra and her interpretation of Danny Boy. Let's get back to the Christmas theme again. Now, Foster and Allen appear regularly on Joe Ballard and Sounds Irish. This week, they're joined by Shane Ward, and they're telling us all the story of One Little Christmas Tree.
One little Christmas tree was standing alone, waiting for someone to come by. One little Christmas tree that never had grown cried as he looked up to the sky.
Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, the tallest of all, I'm so afraid and so alone. Could one little Christmas tree, so tiny and small, light up someone's home? 'Cause
one little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little child can find a toy. One little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one One little angel who was riding a star cried as she looked down at the tree. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, wherever you are, may I give him the star you gave to me.
Then in the heavens came a voice from afar, a voice that was heard throughout the world. Go down, little angel girl, and give him your star. Tonight he'll light the world. 'Cause one little Christmas tree light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way.
One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so all men may see on Christmas Day.